Okay, well, we go now to the fifth inning here at Alness Field. The Escanaba Eskimos with a 3-0 lead over the Manistique Emeralds. And the Emeralds lead off with the 8-9-1 hitters Logan Moon, Cooper Curtis, and Bryce Blixt. Good pitching effort for both teams tonight as Jared Hansen went three innings, did not allow a hit. And Cloutier got him 1-2-3 in his one inning. And Carson Sprayer's done a nice job for Manistique. Well, Mr. Hiller, welcome home from Arizona, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always good to get back home to the UP.
Yeah, it's really good to see you. And, of course, you and I have talked Tigers baseball for years. Ooh, foul ball off the catcher's, off the umpire's mask.
That's better than the catcher.
Yeah. I think Pete would agree with that. Yeah, those foul balls, they sting. They come in, obviously, right off, in that case, off his mask.
They, when they come straight back at you, you know, it's a shock for a while.
So he'll shake out the cobwebs there. In your major league career, you saw that happen a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, when we'd smile half the time, you know, poor umpires. But just part of the game. You know, freehand caught enough of his own, you know.
Yeah.
That long career he had. You
know. Yeah, he had a few, a catcher and a home plate umpire's body by the end of their career. There's so many bruises, isn't
they
there?
They do. They get beat up. They just do.
Swing and a miss. Nice pitch. But you're going to have to complete the strikeout at a good play. Getting back by Trent Lawson, the catcher, and the stretch at first by Bondo Chance.
That was a nice play. Very nice.
That ball got away, and it was a good, 20 feet from the
good 15, 20 feet, yeah. There's a lot of room back here. I mentioned when I first came here tonight for the catchers to run back.
Yeah. Which can help you on a pop foul, but on a wild pitch or pass ball, that's
about it. Yeah.
Cooper Curtis at the plate for Manistique. Well, I will direct you to the game when Miggy got his 3,000th hit, and your grandson, 2 hours later, I don't know if you were listening at that time, but he got the walk-off. That had to be a great day in the Hiller household.
It was, and I was in Arizona still, but had a couple friends call me that night and said they interviewed Scott, and it's always fun, and then he did it against Iron Mountain, so, you know, that's a little sweeter, I guess.
You're up in the Felch area, right?
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm just glad Scott came back and played baseball this year. He wanted to run track, and I was glad he did what he wanted to do, but I'm glad he's finishing off his high school career playing baseball.
And, 3-0 pitch, and hits Curtis in the butt cheek. If you're going to get hit somewhere...
Yeah, that's the place to get hit.
I mean, you don't want it on the hip or the knee, right?
Yeah.
So Bryce Blixt will be the batter with a runner at first here. So for yourself, as you've looked back at Major League Baseball, it's a lot different now than when you played for the Tigers in the 60s, isn't it?
It's changed a lot. I mean, you know, with a shift is one of the big changes, the way they use a bullpen. My wife kids now, I mean, I'm 79, but she says if you only had to pitch one inning every day, you could still be pitching maybe, you know. So
this pitch eats up the catcher, Lawson, and the inside looked like a curveball came in and off his glove, pass ball. And here comes Scott Hansen out to settle down his pitcher here. Yeah, well, and, you know, but you look at back then, I mean, Jack Morris and, the Bird, you know, these guys didn't go out there and pitch four. When they went out there, they were trying to pitch all nine.
They pitched nine innings. I mean, I always look back at Bob Gibson. He's probably the best right-hander that I saw in my day. And I think he had 29 complete games in 1968, an ERA of 1.28. I mean, but that's the way the game was then. We just expected to go nine. There wasn't a whole lot of relief pitching, closers back in the 60s. So we accepted it for what it is. And even now, it works. You've got a guy coming in the ninth inning and throwing 100 miles an hour, face three or four batters, the save is almost in the bag.
Yeah. You know, the long middle relief has become big, too.
It has.
It wasn't back in your day. It was if you didn't go nine, usually you'd get maybe your short relief in the eighth inning and then your closer in the ninth.
Correct. Yeah. It's just now they're going five, six innings and, with a pitch count. So that middle reliever, like you just said, is very important to hold them down for two or three innings.
Bryce Blixt fouls this one into the left field corner. Left-handed batter, runner at second, 1-1 count on Blixt. He's at the top of their batting order, and Cloutier trying to keep that runner right there. He hit a guy, and then the pass ball. So a little wildness from the pitcher here, Cloutier. Now the 1-1, another one. Wild back to the screen, and the runner will take third. Well, you can't keep giving free stuff,
no,
right?
No, you got to throw strikes. You got a good infield, good outfield out there, yeah.
3-0 count here. So looking at the Tigers this year, they're 9-23, which is virtually where they were last year. And I saw A.J. Hinch's postgame show yesterday, and he wasn't mincing any words. He says, look, this is basically BS.
You know? It's not acceptable. It really isn't.
I mean, they went out and spent some money, got some guys, right?
Yeah.
2-1 count for Bryce Blixt, and he hit him. Wow, this is not going well for Cloutier this inning. He's all over the place. He got a 1-2-3 last inning.
Just his release point is off a lot, and he's sort of spiking the ball. Everything's sort of on side of the home plate always.
Trent Lawson coming out to talk to him. And, it's just got to settle down.
Yeah.
Right?
But it happens. It just, all of a sudden you lose it out there, and then you start aiming the ball. And that's the worst thing you can do. You just got to let it go.
Well, it's only a 3-0 game here. Escanaba's been in control, but they haven't been able to get the big hit against Sprader. Sprader's done a nice job off balance, keeping them off balance.
Yeah.
So Parker Grafos coming up now. He's their number two hitter. This young man, as I mentioned earlier, a three-sport athlete over at Manistique, does baseball and football and basketball.
Okay.
So he's a guy they want up there with two men on. Strike one, and the throw goes, I'm surprised he threw it, actually. The cut play is usually supposed to be behind the mound, not to the right of the bag in second, right?
Yeah, we threw that a lot back to the pitcher. We didn't have that cut play back in the major leagues, but Bill would come up, throw him one about head high, and trying to get the runner to go.
Yeah. Well, Grafos with runners at second and third for the Emeralds. The infield in at all locations for Escanaba, swing and a miss. That really benefits the hitter, though, doesn't it, when you have that drawn in infield?
It does, but you're just playing percentages as far as trying to hold that runner on there. I'm a little surprised that they're playing in with a three-run lead.
Grafos with runners at second and third, infield in. The pitch is swung on and popped up into center field, and that is going to land, and Manistique gets its first run. Well, that's what happens when you have that drawn-in infield, and the... You know, I'm thinking a second baseman could have gone out there.
He should have got. I mean, he could have got that. I thought the ball was hit a little deeper, but evidently not.
No.
Yeah.
So Manistique gets a run. We'll wait for the score on that, as Ernie used to say. Jack McKever's at the plate. I think they'll give that a hit, though.
I think so.
Now batting 22, Jack.
So what do you think? It's get your expert opinion on the Detroit Tigers. I mean, gosh, you know, you had a lot of high hopes coming into the year, and it's just not going, nothing.
Well, I think, in Arizona, I couldn't see many games. Of course, I couldn't out there. I've seen a few getting home. It seems they get, it's that same old thing. When you're not winning, you get a good pitching, you don't get any hitting. All of a sudden, you get some hitting, and the pitching falls apart. But I think so far, the pitching's been pretty decent. They're just, that one game that I saw, it would... I think they had 12 hits, and they were 0-16 with men in scoring position. Well, that's not going to work.
Jack McKevers backs away, 1-1 to count. You know, that's, and you could just hear the frustration. I don't know if you saw AJ's post conference last night, and he just came right out and said, he goes, "I'm tired of losing." He says, "You know, I don't know." He says, "Everybody wants an explanation or an analysis of why it's not going." He goes, here's a swing by Jack McKevers into center field. The ball's hit well, and it's going to be in there. And Manistique gets a runner around third, and now they're going to send him back. Throw came back in pretty good. The bases are going to be loaded here, John. That was, I don't know. He held up maybe too far. You're supposed to be maybe halfway between second and third. Maybe that's what JB's telling him over there.
Yeah.
Because that ball was... out in the right center field gap, pretty much.
He's got to score on that ball.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely up to score on that. But
so a base hit for McKevers.
That's a lot of time these guys don't pick up the third base coach. If you even see them, they're turning around watching. And usually the third base coach should tell them to advance and keep running or hold them up. So I wasn't watching the third base coach right then.
Right, right. You know, and that's the thing that's different about, we're going to have a pitching change here, John. Cloutier just didn't have it, and yeah. So we'll see. I think it may be Lancor coming in. But, you know, back, people don't realize, too, is that, you know, here you've got your manager who coaches at this level,
right,
at third base pretty much every game. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in the majors. The manager is not on the field anywhere.
No. He's sitting in the dugout. Then you have a bench coach now, which we didn't have back in the day. And you've got a regular retired ball player coaching first and, you know, and third.
Didn't Gates Brown do that for years?
Well, maybe when I was gone. You know, he was a hitting instructor for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think he did some first base coaching. Our hitting instructor in the 68 was Whitey Sposer from, he was a Yankee player, and he coached first base forever, too.
So Trent Lawson's going to actually come pitch here, and when you've been catching the whole game, and now you're going to be the pitcher, that's tough.
It's got to be an adjustment, but I'm sure he's done it before.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He gives his warm-up pitches, and, well, maybe not.
Well,
maybe he didn't like what I said. I don't know.
That first one.
Of course, your audience doesn't know. It almost came up here so, from the mound. So,
I mean, that one hit flush off the backdrop, man. Yeah. There's no catcher yet. And he just threw it in.
So it reminds me, I can't think of his name, but the old Yankee pitcher from way back, and he had real thick glasses, and when he came in to pitch, he always threw about four or five real wild just to tell the other team that, you know, I don't have great control.
And then he'd go up there and throw fastballs.
Down the middle and throw them by him, yeah.
Well, Griffin Snyder, their cleanup hitter, coming up here in a 3-1 game. Bases are loaded. And but I think you're right. Actually, I don't know if Bryce just didn't pick up Johnny over at third, the coach, but he should have scored on that. That was plenty deep enough, and didn't look like it was, you know, much of a chance of being caught.
No, it didn't. No, it was in the gap.
So
it's a big outfield. I mean, I'd mentioned that when I first came here. It just looks huge out there. Maybe it's not any bigger, but it sure appears to be. A lot of ground to carry, a cover out there.
Not quite the Felch Field, though.
Yeah.
Boy, that thing's... I miss the old Monster, though. They took it down.
Yeah, they did. I went up there last Labor Day. It was their 50th.
Yeah.
And I had a great day up there. They put on a great, great show for the fans. And I enjoyed those years. And people said, you pitched there. And I said, hey, baseball's baseball. Sports are sports.
Yeah.
Those years that I played in Felch, And then I always think about playing over here, and I was like 43, 44, and I'm hooked up against a young guy named Tappany,
yeah.
And he was 16, and we did pitch into the ninth inning.
Griffin Snyder at the plate, and the runner from third crashing down in a kind of a decoy here.
Yeah.
The base is loaded. I don't know that you would squeeze here, John.
No, I just think he was just checking out the pitcher and see if the pitcher was coming after him and just taking a pitch, take a look at it.
That pitch upstairs, Lawson on in relief, but he's behind 2-0 on Griffin Snyder here. Digging a hole.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a lefty, right-handed pitcher, Lawson, 3-1 Escanaba, fifth inning. Swing and a miss, and that was not his best swing.
No, it was a little high. I think he just he wanted to swing. He was guessing down the middle. It's 2-0, and the ball was up a little bit. He couldn't hold up on it.
Just fouled it straight back, so 2-1 the count. Now we're going to have a conference here, quick one anyway, between the catcher and pitcher. Ben's behind the plate now. It's his third position that he's played. What was the gentleman, I don't know if it was the White Sox, maybe the Royals, who played nine positions in one game. He wanted to play nine positions. It was toward the end of his career.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I remember it happened. I think a couple times it's happened in a couple different organizations, but I can't recall the name.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm getting old.
I am old.
Griffin Snyder with the bases loaded up high, 3-1. Trent's got to come into him now.
Yeah.
The infield is back up the middle for a double play here, John, if they can get that. They're in at third. First baseman was holding the runner on. Now he edges up. And it's a ball, so he just walked in a run. Well, you give free stuff.
Yeah,
what happens.
I know Jack Morris would have a few words, but it happens.
Yep.
It just doesn't.
That run will be charged.